Hereford College is exhibiting the work of Philadelphia photographer Zoe Strauss. And from WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that Strauss was surprised by common threads running through recent disasters.
At first, Zoe Strauss's pictures look like photojournalism. She took pictures of three environmental disasters, Hurricane Katrina, Superstorm Sandy, and the BP blowout and oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, but not to document them. She would arrive a few weeks after the initial catastrophe.
I was compelled to go and photograph and to see, but I did not actively want to go, kind of as a journalist in the moment, in order to get what was happening. I wanted to go when there had been enough time for people to hopefully be a little more settled.
There are about 100 images in the show called Sea Change at Haverford College's Cantor Fitzgerald Gallery, but they're scrambled together with no effort to differentiate when or where each was taken. So, for example, there are clusters of images showing rooms destroyed by flooding and mold and oil slicks on water, with no way of knowing if these are caused by Katrina or Sandy or the BP spill. And the point is, all these catastrophes reflect how we live now. Strauss is making a broader statement about living in a time when human-driven climate change brings about more frequent ecological disaster.
It was just remarkable that I had been in the middle of it and not really seeing that this is what it is. Possibly because it's unbelievably depressing and I'm in denial about it. I don't want to think about that. I have to be honest, who does? Who wants to think about, for people our age, the very quick change that will happen in terms of where we live and difficult possibilities that could be coming up?
Unlike Strauss's best-known images, there are very few portraits in this show. Here she favors images of ruined landscapes, implying the presence of people. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.